I'm actually driving a car. Look at me, I'm driving a car.
Wave to the crowds, they're cheering at you.
I'm as drunk as the Queen Mother.
I don't want to alarm the Queen Mother, but if you look behind you, you'll see we're being followed.
Who by?
The enemy. Drive like hell, they're firing guns.
Do I press the little fella?
Press, go faster.
I'm pressing. Go for it.
My name is Julie McIsaac, and I'm the director of the show, and we are sitting in one of our audience sections right now. There's actually two of them because we have audience on two sides of what is really a square, and then our actors are on the other two sides, and they're in a cell in Lebanon. So it's three guys that are chained to a wall, and it's sort of inspired by the Lebanon hostage crisis in the 1980s and 1990s. And yeah, so having those two banks of audience seats means that we're really close to the action. We're really right there. It's quite an intimate setting. And our idea is to really give the audience a sense that they're in the room with these guys. And they're good guys. You're going to want to be here with them.
Go faster! Drive, think of Steve McQueen in The Great Escape!
Go
faster!
What did he do?
Just go faster!
Oh my God! I can't control this steeramajig. It's taking over me. It's got a life of its own. We've got to go where it takes us. Will I keep my foot on the thingy?
Keep your foot on the thingy!
Well, I'm Kirk Smith, and I'm in the midst of rehearsals for this crazy show that we've all decided to put on together. It's great because it's all on us, and it's terrifying because we're doing all of the different jobs and, you know, trying to switch back and forth between actor head and producer head and having my lines in there but still trying to finish the program and trying to put up drapes and seats and things like that. It's overwhelming, but it's really rewarding. And to do it here and to see them amazing amount of support from the community and from the other companies that exist here just wanting to be a part of it and all the people who have already expressed interest in seeing it. It makes it all worth it already before even having done the show.
My name's Ashley O'Connell. I play the character of Edward, who's the Irish hostage in the show. And it's a real treat for me to play in the show because I am actually from Ireland. I'm from Dublin. And so... I've been a professional actor in Canada now for nearly 8 years. This is the first time I've played an Irishman in this country. Ironic, perhaps. Essentially, what happens is you find an Irishman, an Englishman, and an American locked in a cell in Lebanon. And basically, they have to try and survive and live together, more importantly, and essentially try and get out of this with their sanity and hopefully their lives intact. And basically the play is about a period of time where they're trying to do that together. There is a huge amount of humour, life and vivacity in the piece.
I would like another child. I want another child.
Yes.
I need to be a father to my children.
Yes.
What if I don't come out alive? Anything can happen. I smoked over 40 cigarettes a day before these shites got me. I could have cancer. Don't laugh at me. It's curable. Even lung cancer, if they get to it in time. My dad died from it, and there's no doctors here.
Well, Kirk Smith, who's our Kamloops native here, he's the one who kind of sussed out this space and found it for us. And we did have to do some work setting it up. But the fact that it has this unfinished wall and it has this unfinished floor is actually great for our purposes. It serves our story super, super well. And Western Canada Theatre was nice enough to loan us and to help us out with some equipment. So we've been able to incorporate that with our seating and our risers and whatnot. So we're super proud of what we've been able to do with the space, super excited and really hoping that people will come down and have a look. I love this play. I love Frank McGinnis as a writer, and I love that he takes these three guys who are in an awful, awful situation, and yet he finds the laughter, he finds the love, he finds the moments of beauty and truth and vulnerability, and so it's really a full spectrum of experience. You see humanity at its worst, and you see us at our best, and to me that's super inspiring and a lot of fun to play with the actors.
My father was absent at Christmas for many years. He was a prisoner during the war. He returned a stranger. He remained a stranger, poor fellow. He never talked about the war. It wasn't his way to talk. He died. He died from the suffering he did endure during the war. I could never tell him to me he was a hero. That suffering, his suffering, was not for nothing.
I was really excited as a Kamloops native to bring something like this that does happen more often in Vancouver and in larger cities to here, and hopefully, you know, more of this will start to happen.
And how about the play itself? What do you hope the audience feels or gets out of it at the end?
I saw this show not knowing anything about it in London, and I came out just so moved. And if they can come in here and be transported for an hour and a half and laugh and cry and feel a little bit better about the human spirit, then, I mean, that's a lofty goal, but I'm hoping we could do it.